On Monday, octuplets, 8 babies, were successfully delivered at a hospital just outside Los Angeles. Mind-boggling enough, but subsequent reports noted that the 8 already have 6 brothers and sisters at home, ranging from ages 2 to 7. This additional fact has raised quite a few questions and eyebrows. NPR's Karen Grigsby-Bates has more of their story.
At a press conference at Kaiser Permanente Hospital in the L.A. suburb of Bellflower yesterday afternoon, neonatologist Dr. Harold Henry explained how Kaiser inherited its extraordinary patient.
Our patient came to us in the first trimester of pregnancy from an outside provider. Our patient was counseled regarding her options for the pregnancy. The options were to continue the pregnancy or to selectively abort.
The fact that the woman did not elect what is referred to as selective reduction raised lots of eyebrows within and outside the medical community. When a local news station revealed she was already the mother of 6, critical chatter spiked. The common question, what was she thinking? In response, the mother asked the hospital staff to read a statement from her. Dr. Karen Maples did the honors.
The babies continue to grow strong every day and make good progress. My family and I are ecstatic about all of their arrivals. Needless to say, the 8th was a surprise to us all, but a blessing as well.
The mother of 14 has declined to be identified, so not much is known about her baby's conception. Her mother did tell the Los Angeles Times her daughter had taken fertility drugs, but never expected them to result in so many children. Alexander Capron is a professor of bioethics at the University of Southern California. Capron says there are accepted medical guidelines for assisted pregnancies.
In the case of fertility drugs, the standard is that the doctor will monitor a number of eggs that are developing and will counsel the woman not to have intercourse or will not use artificial insemination.
Those caveats are designed to avoid what doctors call mega multiple births, which are dangerous and difficult for mother and children, and expensive. 46 doctors and nurses were required at the octuplets births. But as the Kaiser doctors realized, they can only counsel, not mandate, selective reduction for the health of the mother and her remaining fetuses. Alexander Capron says with assisted pregnancies, most doctors intentionally stick to medical considerations and don't focus on things such as economic or marital status or even age. In a society that recognizes reproductive choice as a human right, the bioethicist says most doctors shy well away from questions such as who is and isn't entitled to bear children and how many and with whom.
I think the general view in the profession is that there is a line where it isn't the doctor's business. We really probably don't want doctors to be exercising what amounts to a social choice of that sort.
And he says he wouldn't want highly unusual cases like the octuplets to be the basis for standard policy guidelines on future assisted pregnancies. Karen Grigsby-Bates, NPR News.